Empowering Your Affirmations. Stuart Smalley, a character played by pre-Senator Al Franken on Saturday Night Live, said, "I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me." Affirmations are statements you make to yourself, declarations of what you wish to be. Affirmations have been used for many centuries, such as in the form of prayers or mantras, mainly because they tend to work. Of course, it is important that you present your affirmations with the right words. Just saying, "I want to have $1 million, isn't necessarily going to mean you'll wake up tomorrow morning with a whole new bank account, although far be it from me to say it couldn't happen. It may be that saying, "I want to have $1 million, will end up bringing more wanting to have $1 million. Positive affirmations allow you to consciously activate and elevate principles such as love, service, creative expression, truth, generosity, prosperity, faith, surrender, and divine guidance in your life. Even if you learn about affirmations from spiritual teachers or from writings, you should eventually be able to create your own personalized affirmations as you go through life. Your own guiding force knows the specific combination of what you need within your specific circumstances, and affirmations can help you to open up to its guidance. Before stepping into any event, you may want to say an affirmation or prayer that the event will be positive, successful, and wonderful. You can even affirm a positive experience from going to the grocery store, blessing the shopping trip so that you'll meet whatever people will be mutually beneficial to meet. One of the affirmations I often use is, "May I be a blessing to everyone I see, and may everyone I see be a blessing for me." Several elements affect the potency of your affirmations. Your affirmations should be from the heart and carefully composed. Be sure your affirmations are positive and focused on a vision of what you desire instead of on what you want to get rid of. Remember that whatever you think about, you empower. The best way to speak an affirmation is to declare your vision to already be true. "My life is filled with divine grace," or, "I see that divine grace fills my life," are better affirmations than saying, "I want my life to be filled with divine grace." With the last version, you may actually be empowering your wanting of divine grace rather than affirming its presence. Your affirmations should be spoken with one-pointed attention and faith. If you just toss out one desire here and another there, forgetting about earlier requests as you continually make new affirmations and resolutions, you're doing two things: dissipating your power by fragmenting the rays of your attention in conflicting directions, planting too many seeds without enough consistent focus of energy to nourish any one intention so that it can grow and fully blossom. Your affirmations should be in harmony with universal laws. If your desires and declarations are contrary to the universal laws, they won't be truly sincere. You may think that you want the declarations to come true, but if your deep inner being knows these desires are not in harmony with the highest universal good, which is also your highest good, then you won't have the full force and confidence of your whole self behind the affirmation. For example, you may be in a relationship that's not really good for you, but your codependent nature causes you to nevertheless want the person to love you and stay with you. You may repeat affirmations that this person and you are becoming closer. However, if deep inside you know that it really isn't the best relationship for either of you, and that your desire of strengthening the connection is really coming from fear or codependency, your affirmations may not have a strong impact on the outer events. And that's a blessing. Don't forget, faith is the heart of all affirmations. As Jesus said, "It is done unto you as you believe."